Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast, along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Doing great, Jack. How are you?
I am just fine. And I know you've got some especially geeky stuff for us today. Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager. And every Monday we bring you a new tip directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on earth. All right, Mike, let's geek out a little bit today. You've got some new releases from Facebook that you wanted to share with the audience today.
Yeah. So again, apologies for anybody that is not looking for really, really nerdy content, because today is definitely going to be more technical and nerdy than most of the things that we talk about. But it's a pretty big deal as far as the landscape of Facebook goes, and a lot of the big changes that are coming with iOS 14 and kind of the way Facebook is rolling out some updates to their platform to account for that, as well as some pretty cool things that are happening. And so the first piece of that, to not spoil the rest of the show, kind of the big thing that just happened earlier this week is Facebook finally pulled the Instagram content publishing API out of beta. It is now completely live. And so what you're going to start seeing is third-party apps all over the place start being able to publish to Instagram, schedule video, schedule posts, and all those good things. I know some of you probably used some apps that had some beta access, and there were times that was really good, and there were times that it was really bad because, again, it was a beta. But Facebook has cleared it for launch. They've added some really great new features that will give you guys some more flexibility and some different things with your Instagram publishing and scheduling through the various third-party tools that most of us access and use every day. So that's kind of the really, really, really big thing that happened this week that everybody's kind of been buzzing about in, I guess, the nerd world like me. But but it's been really nice, and our developers are well on their way to switching from some of the beta stuff we've been using out to the live API. And so we're excited to get that plugged in and live in our system and give you guys some cool options there as well. But beyond Instagram, that kind of being the big one, there have been some pretty significant changes, most of which are in reaction to some of the iOS 14 changes. And kind of the big one there is if you've got a mobile app that you have registered through Facebook, where you're running app install ads or anything like that through Facebook, they just released this week the new SDK, which is, for those who don't know, to try to de-nerd the podcast a little bit today. And the SDK, think of like a Facebook pixel, if you know what that is. It's like a Facebook pixel for your mobile app. So it tracks like what people do when they're using your app. So, if you're McDonald's, say, you can see, who orders fries versus, who orders a healthy salad or something like that. And you can target them with worse, dietary food or something.
Unlike the Chick-fil-A app that is nothing but pure pleasure and wonderful food, right?
That's right. That's right. Whatever addictive, sugary chemical that they put in their chicken nuggets that they eat that four or five times a week, we can't discuss that on the air. So, So it's a pixel for your mobile app. But with iOS 14, as we talked about a few weeks ago, all the old versions are breaking because Apple is not letting Facebook do the same kinds of things that they were doing before as far as tracking and reporting and different things. So if you have a mobile app and your developers haven't alerted you or anything like that, make sure you get it upgraded to the new SDK version 9.0, or you won't be able to run app install ads really do much of anything else with it on Facebook or Instagram if you don't update. So a really, really big update there. One of the really cool things I think that they're doing And again, for Nerdy Podcast, I actually really care about privacy. I know that sounds funny coming from somebody that advertises on Facebook, but with the new SDK, they actually rolled out a new version of Facebook login, which if you don't know what that is, basically anytime you go on an app and it says login with Facebook and you click that button, you're sharing basically all of your information that you've ever done anything with on Facebook, assuming you don't go in and manually adjust it, of course, but you're sharing anything and everything you do on Facebook with that app developer. Now Facebook is giving you the option to use Facebook sign-in, but only have to give up like your name, an email address that's registered to your Facebook account, and just some very minimal data points rather than everything. Like I think they still get your profile picture, your email address, and your name are the only three things that they get now. So on the privacy standpoint, it's a really, really great upgrade on Facebook's behalf, because it's going to quit just literally handing out all of your data to every single little thing that you enroll in. And so that'll be very nice. And coupled with iOS, 14, privacy is going to go through the roof compared to where it's been. So that's actually, I think, a step in the right direction for some of the things that are happening. So
are they getting heat from advocacy groups, or where do you think the origin of this change has been?
Well, I think ultimately, no matter what any of these companies are saying, Facebook, Apple, Google, at some level, I don't think they're being forced to do this. I think they see it as a competitive advantage, right? And I know that's somewhat of Facebook's talking point, but the reason it's Facebook's talking point is because Facebook's the one that's had the competitive advantage forever, and they feel like they're probably about to lose that, and Apple is going to ultimately have the competitive advantage, at least in the United States, right?
Right.
Whoever controls the data, controls everything. There's several movies that reference it, say it, several newscasters have talked about it, but it's, all of these companies have a product, and it's not the iPhone that's in your pocket. It's not, the Facebook account that you log into. It's you, you're the product, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're being served. You are not the customer, folks, unless you're spending some ad dollars. So
yeah, then you're just both. So to me, I don't think it's a push from the government, and they can, say it's because they value privacy and all that stuff. And I'm sure they care about privacy, but at the end of the day, it's about controlling you and your data and who can they sell it to and how much money can they get for it. You know what I mean?
And maybe it's a little bit of self-policing and sort of righting the ship before the government steps in, or before, we have yet another day of, Zuck at the Senate, right? We're going to change this, and then we're going to have smooth sailing for the next 2 years. I think that could be part of it too.
Yeah, and there's so much going on behind the scenes that the general public, we're just never going to know, right? Like as much info as I feel like we get from Facebook, doing different meetings and going to, we've been to a couple of their, headquarter events and different things like that. But like, even the amount of info we're getting that, the normal person walking down the street that's just got a Facebook account, that's not an advertiser, will ever know. We don't even, have a tenth of the knowledge of what's really happening behind the scenes, and we never will. And that's okay. And, it's part of running a company, and they've built something that, nobody else has figured out how to do. You get into a lot of conversations about how that works, but to me, at the end of the day, it's, you're going to start seeing Google and Apple and Facebook start hoarding as much information about their users as humanly possible. I would not be surprised to see, and I know this is probably going to shock some people, I would not be surprised to see Apple release a more widely available targeted advertising to iPhones and various things like that. You know, similar to how we have like over the top with, you know, different things like YouTube TV and Hulu and all those different places where you do over the top ads now. I could very easily see, you know, Apple starting to sell all their ad space exclusively through themselves instead of through third party partners. I mean, I think it's obviously where the money is. And I think Facebook proved the model and now everybody wants in on it. And they realize the end game is you and me, and getting our data. And Apple obviously controls a significant portion of the mobile market. And, I think that's their end game, is that they're going to find a way to monetize it. And people that you know, aren't ready for that, get ready, because it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, here it comes. So if we're working for a brand, what do we need to do first and foremost with all of these core changes, Mike? Do we need to get our apps figured out first, or do we need to jump on this new opportunity with Instagram? Or, you know, how would you kind of prioritize some of the things you're talking about today?
Yeah. So obviously, with the pandemic and things still kind of looming over, at least a lot of places, if you're running a lot of business through your mobile app and a lot of that traffic is coming from a Facebook service, Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, WhatsApp, anything that's pushing, if it's owned by Facebook, the SDK better be the first thing that you look at, because, you know, that's going to have an immediate impact on, you know, operations and business and everything else, at all levels of your organization. So that's one view, and kind of the way I'd look at it, if the mobile app was generating a lot of money for me. The Instagram thing, a lot of people are already, you know, kind of up to their neck in Instagram stuff. I think this is actually just going to make people's lives easier, because it's becoming more accessible and there's more opportunity and more options there than what have been before. So I actually think, rather than it being like something else on their to-do list, I actually think this is going to help them consolidate and streamline. So, you know, depending on how overworked you are, that may, which everybody's hand just went up and said, I'm overworked, I'm sure. But that's going to streamline. I think, you know, if I'm a marketer and I was having to, you know, use a beta version or log in to multiple Instagram accounts, or, you know, if all my franchisees were, you know, running their own Instagram and we're having to do that manually, because, you know, I wasn't using a platform that had it in beta or anything like that. You know, I think that's an immediate thing I would look at, so that, you know, you can start collecting data and start seeing that from a corporate level and start giving some guidance. So I think there's a lot that can be gained from both of them. I just think it depends on, you know, where your business is and what's going to most quickly and effectively affect your bottom line.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for that. And if anybody has more questions about what they should be looking at with all of these changes on Facebook and other social channels, please reach out to us at socialjoey.com. Before we go, a quick word from our friends at Answer Connect. Today, human contact is more important than ever. Make sure a live person answers the phone every time. Answer Connect makes this happen for franchises every day with a team of professional customer service experts ready to impress your callers around the clock. Answer Connect works with many different franchises and small businesses who need 24/7, 365 phone coverage, lead intake, appointments scheduled, or basic messages. They work with many of today's CRMs, which is just one more thing off your plate and one more opportunity for you to work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime on the Social Geek Radio Network.